Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
Me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Border Wars edition. It is hashtag TBV. We are back with our Border Wars special. And our Border Wars series. So if this is something that you haven't heard of, stick around if you're interested, if you're intrigued. If this is something that you're not interested in, don't worry. We'll be back sometime today or tomorrow with another regularly scheduled podcast. Today we'll be talking about our own little boxing league that we have started working on our second season now. And we got some interesting updates and matchups. The Hipster Hunter has found his nemesis for sure. And it's one that we're all excited of or for, right? He had some previous built, but we'll get into all that a little bit later. We're going to go ahead and get the Hipster on here. So let's head on out to the Golden States. No longer here in Jersey or in Alabama, back home.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, here.
Haters beware. My opponent seems to be official. Seems to be set in stone. And I'm good with that. I'm happy with that. I think Mr. Warren, whatever his last name is, I don't care. He's been on my nerves. He's been on my mind for a while.
Montilla, right? Isn't it La Mosca, Warren La Mosca Montilla?
Sure, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's the B-side.
You're disrespectful. You know that? And that's why I want this fight. I didn't think anyone would challenge you. I know I'm cutting you off the way that I always do, but that's what I always do. And I think it has to be said that you don't have any respect for him.
That's not true.
That's what it seems like. And that's the way that you talk, to be honest. Turn yourself up, too. You sound so far. I don't know if I'm getting old or what.
Maybe getting old.
Or I might just be used to having you on right next to me. Right? And now you're like thousands of miles away. But while you adjust that volume, look, there are some intriguing things. And I'm putting on my commentator hat. Not just for your fight, but the entire card overall. Garcia brothers have become Border Wars, version of the Charlo brothers. These guys, Eric especially, we've received new footage from Eric and Warren La Mosca Montilla, and they both look good. For 1.5 seasons now, Canada and Canadians have been a running joke in the private Border Wars chat, which congratulations to Fugatti. He's been upgraded and he's been able to view the behind the scenes talk that happens in there. But Matt, yeah, I mean, you say that you respect them, but some great footage dropped today. Probably the most intense sparring that we've ever seen in two seasons from Team Canada, and you tried to brush it off as nothing. That's exactly the main reason that I said, you know, media reaction time. I think Matt is bluffing. It could be nervous energy. Regardless of whether you're telling the truth or not, there's more than just Warren looking good and sparring to report. But I think that for those that dislike the Hipster,
which are many,
well, haters, beware. Montilla is here to destroy the Hipster. That's what he's saying anyway.
Here's the thing with Warren, and I don't think Warren is bad. I don't think I've ever really say that Warren. Maybe I have. But again, I'm me, you know, hyperbolic. The first 30 seconds, the first minute of that sparring session, I saw everything I needed to see. I saw enough holes in his game.
What was that?
And I don't want to get too into it because that goes into game plans, and that, again, that's maybe too specific for me.
You got over 90 days. You can't expect that whatever you saw today is still going to be there come fight night.
Well, we've had 3 months already. Me and him have had a training camp.
You're so good.
I've had a training camp already.
You're so good for show purposes. I say you let the cat out the bag. What's he going to do? I mean, you see how conceited I am. I'm laying out all my sparring. You can see me any minute, all minutes, every second. There's nothing to fear here but power.
Yeah, I put out more rounds than anyone, so I obviously have nothing to fear.
I wouldn't say anyone.
Yeah, so far I've definitely put out more sparring than anyone in this season of Border Wars. Would you disagree with that?
Anyone in this season of Border Wars not named Ness?
You put out less sparring than me. You have maybe more sparring, but you have not put it out.
I have more sparring. The problem is,
it's not published.
If I don't say it's sparring, you guys don't know. That's not my problem. I put out 48 vlogs already. You know, I spar 3 times a week. So, you know, you do the math.
Anyways, I still will go on record and think that I put up more sparring than anyone here.
I'm not going to hold on.
Let me finish.
Canadian, they'll just say that that's pity pat, not sparring.
That's great. And we've seen their sparring. So I may move on.
Yeah. And that's why we did a show. So it's not the same. Their sparring was intense. Warren and Babyface Garcia, who looked truly.
You act like I haven't had intense sparring sessions, which is hilarious.
I'm not saying that you did. But the question is, was it as intense as this?
Absolutely. If not more intense. So again, it's not about what necessarily the volume, but again, let me finish my point, Ness, because again, you keep going off track on these fucking stupid tangents, trying to derail my thought process, Ness. I see you smirking over there, you know, like stroking your goatee.
Is it me, or does Warren already have you, your feathers ruffled already?
I don't like him. Yeah, I think it's plainly obvious that I do not like him.
And that's
however, hold on.
That has me intrigued, Matt. How could you dislike a person you haven't met yet? So maybe some will say that going into the fight, you're the one that's not even, you're not all there right now.
Oh, you can have that argument. Absolutely. You can definitely say that. You can definitely say I'm over emotional about this.
And let me tell you something.
And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's
anyone that watched the first fight knows that you react off emotion.
Yes.
We've seen you pacing back and forth before the bell even rung. We've seen you, you know, going almost apeshit after the bell rung. So this right here, it's right up the alley of the hipster hunter.
I mean, but again, that's just me. I think I'm just the type of person where if it was Sean Dew across from me, I would have had to get myself into that frame of mind. And I think that's just me. I think that Warren, from what I've seen, is offensively gifted. He's fast.
Oh, wow. No. I just want to, you know, I like you. So I just want to go ahead and right off the bat say, yo, big man stuff right there. I do like his offense.
His offense is really good. The way he mixes up his shots, the way his angles, the way his footwork is for offense, I think is very talented.
That left, because he's a southpaw. Did you see that left off the ropes? Babyface backed him on the ropes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Right
when you thought it was over, he walked
Babyface with a step, boom, left hand.
Overhand left. It came up and down like a missile. All I could think was Matt would have went down from that shot. Keep it real.
When have I ever gone down, Ness?
Yo, Matt, Ness. This dude.
No, Ness. Can you remember a time where I've ever gone down?
All right, but what's the biggest guy you've been in there with?
Shay.
Okay.
I would say so, right? Would you not say so, that Shay?
Biggest boxer, yes. He's 200 plus and highly skilled.
Highly decorated.
Definitely has a lot of accolades in the amateur world. Spar Clarissa Shields, lead sparring partner for her on a couple of camps.
She hit me with a flush shot. And I didn't go down.
Let's be honest. There's always going to be the question of whether or not she was going full power with you.
But she hit me flush. And I think you can make whatever argument about power. She hit me flush. And I didn't go down. And again, that was a 200-pound decorated amateur that spars Clarissa Shields. We're talking about a 140-pound Filipino-Canadian. I think I've proved my point. Anyways, back to what I saw with Warren and breaking him down. Offensively, there's a lot of things that I have seen that, that
as a commentator or as the hipster hunter, who both. Are you right now?
Both. I can not be both.
I feel like it may come a little biased, but all right, let's see what let's hear you try.
But again, we saw that I think last time too. Last for the run up for Border Wars, you saw that he offensively had some tools.
Hmm. But see, the difference between this season and last season is there was really no one there.
We don't know that. I don't know their camp.
Well, all right.
I don't know enough about their camp now. I don't know how much we're going.
What we know.
I don't necessarily care. I don't necessarily care.
Yeah, I'm saying knowing what we know.
That's not my point, Ness. Let me finish my thought process and breakdown of Warren. But what I did see is that he is quite hittable. That he does some defensive flaws consistently enough to where I went. I spar enough southpaws every day that I can catch him. I'm going to catch him here. I was watching spar. I'm going to catch him here. I'm going to catch him here. Right there, I'm going to catch him. Right there, I'm going to catch him. And that was all within 30 seconds to a minute, not the four-minute video of sparring. So when I got through it, I'm thinking, I'm going to hit this guy a lot. I'm going to hit this guy a lot. And he may hit me a lot. That's possible. I don't think I have the greatest defense, but I think I have better defense than him. I think I have far better defense than what he presents.
I'm going to give you a bone. You ready? Catch. Work on your stamina because I seen him bent over, hands on the ropes, legs completely tucked, knees barely touching the ring apron after a round. Now, do we know what round? Do we know how many? No, we don't know. We don't know.
But then again, you saw me go two rounds with a very decorated amateur, and I wanted to keep going. The coach had to sit me down. He had to tell me to go down, and I wasn't.
Well, Matt, we all know that phrase. We all know that phrase. You have to save a fighter from himself.
But I wasn't hurt. No. Come on. I was just getting in my groove at that point, and then the coach sat me down. Then I went back in with another amateur and hurt him with a step back right hand with no follow up. I'm telling you,
What day are we talking about here? What day are we? Because you're mixing days.
That was one day. That was all one day. That was all the only day.
I don't know.
But I'm going to hit Warren all night. I'm going to hit Warren every single round.
Look, I'm unbiased.
He may hit me a lot. And it's going to be a matter of who goes
I'm
down
telling
first.
You right now.
I'm betting money on my chin over his chin. I'm betting money on my gut over his gut. I'm betting money on my power over his power.
I don't know. Hey, look, Eric Babyface Garcia is taking a 160-65-pound fight. He doesn't look either weight, okay? And he's hitting Warren. He's hitting Warren. His biceps look huge. He's hitting Warren. And he's not holding back. He's not fighting like
I score 170-pounders all the time. Again, what's the fucking point?
See, you're making it about you, and that's okay. Maybe this
was... You made it about him, and it's about comparison.
Well,
you're saying that he's throwing these 160 pounders.
Well, that's what this show is about.
Who cares? We're all us little guys have to spar bigger guys.
In his feelings.
We have to spar bigger guys.
You're in your feelings. This is why I wanted this fight.
I'm hyped.
No, this is why I wanted this one.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but this is also why you lost your first fight.
Wait for him to come to my hometown for me to whoop his ass, make him cry in the ring, and I'm going to send him back home to Canada,
Matt,
back to that duck fucking land over there, and it's going to be a great time. I can't wait.
You know, smarter men than me have told men in similar position as yourself that it's probably better to be humble right now. You're coming off a loss.
That's great.
And you're in a tough fight.
That's great. I'm not disagreeing with any of those points.
And this is an awkwardly gifted Filipino.
Sure.
I think he's gifted offensively, like you said. You hit it right on the nail. But the awkwardness is another thing. Now, are you technically more sound? Yeah. And due to this week or this past weekend, while many may not want to believe me, you know, the footage will be out in about a day or so. And I have to start to believe that there may be a world where Matt the Hipster Hunter possesses power due to a right hand that he may or may not have landed during sparring and that I may or may not have watched.
What were your exact words? That's a fucking good right hand.
But that's one right hand. When I seen Warren landing on Garcia in combination,
that's great.
With power.
That's great.
So right away, I'm just keeping it real. Look, because we got to
switch. I love a challenge. I love a challenge.
The Hipster Hunter show. We got to switch. So right away, I was like, yo, can Matt take that power? It's just the truth. You can laugh all you want. He looks like he got some power. And the judges, you know, you're jabbing and looking cute. It might be good. But if every time he hits you, he moves you, the judges might give it to him.
The great part is that I have far better defense than he does. And the next great part is that he doesn't have great defense. He gets hit more than fucking anyone that I've ever seen on Border Wars so far.
Allegedly. This coming from you. That's why I asked you to be Matt the Hipster Hunter on the show or the Hipster Hunter the boxer. You can't be both. I don't think that, you know. I mean, look, you got all excited.
I'm the best of both worlds.
Probably a little bit of spit on your mic right now.
People love it.
I hear you, bro. Listen, let's switch. Zach Mac Daddy Kramer. He was on. He was off. Flip-flopping more than flapjacks at IHOP.
Oh,
promoter.
I don't know if he flip-flopped more than Warren, but anyways, we can continue.
Well, yeah, he did not flip-flop more than Warren. He actually showed up one time. And he's showing up again. So he's going to be making now his second Border Wars attempt at glory. And honestly speaking, Zach, I think you're in for a tough fight. I wanted you in there with a Santiago, you know, a Cristian Natural, you know, even bring old Eddie. Dust Eddie Bola Mielda off of Las Vegas Strip, get his nose out of a set of titties out there and get him back in the ring if he could stay in shape long enough. But going against a guy like Eric El Terrible Cruz, a.k.a. Son of God, I think that, A, it makes Zach brave. It's definitely going to change the perception of him moving forward, if he can at least put together a decent performance. B, man, it makes Zach crazy. Why get in there with Eric Cruz when you firsthandedly seen what he did? Or is it that you feel you can capitalize? You know, a lot of us get caught up in Eric's performance because it was an upset performance. We were not expecting. I know I wasn't. I'm a man who is honest. I thought that the more declarated amateur who's won titles and actually has gone to tournaments would wipe anyone out easily, is what I thought. Eric Cruz proved to be a phenom, and his star has risen ever since then. A lot of fights he's had, Matt. How many have fell out?
Ooh.
Ever since that performance, too. It was like a star-making performance, but a damning performance.
It was almost a mix of like a Triple G, Joe Smith-like performance, where it was an upset, and then he became the most feared guy at the same time. Eric Cruz, I think, took a easy payday, because we all know there is a side bet between Team TBV East and TBV Canada about this fight. So I think Zach, for some reason, thinks he can win this. I don't know why. And like you said, he's very brave. And I'll admit that. He is very brave, so kudos to him. However, the bravest men in war are always the first to die on the battlefield. Always. And Zach's going to get laid out again. He's going to get hurt again. He's going to throw that another unicorn punch that misses. And I don't know why Bobby Arum, hashtag Jose from Canada, thought this was a good idea. I don't know why he thought his brother-in-law going up against Eric Cruz was a good idea. Maybe he hates him. Maybe there's some bad blood between family members there. This is malpractice by the promoter, in my opinion. Put on the commentator hat for a second. I can't wait to ask Bobby Arum why he pushed this fight when there were easier fights for Zach. There were. And he chose to take a much harder one when he didn't have to for very odd reason to make a bet that he most likely will lose.
I mean, if you look at it like this, I think that the whole Canada seat, and this is what I mean by I need Matt the hipster, the analyst, commentator, the co-host of this show to show up. Because Matt the hipster Hunter, the boxer, dislikes Canadians, doesn't give them a chance. And I think that this is a different Team Canada. I don't know who's the captain, even though we can easily point the finger at Jose. He is the money man behind, you know, Canada. But is he, could he just be that? And is the true captain, the one that's inspiring people, could that be Anthony Edwards' opponent, Eric Babyface Garcia? He's who I see rallying the troops, so to say, kind of Troy-like. You know?
Like the movie Troy?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you meant like a person named Troy.
No, why? Why would I just pick random person named Troy and not someone that actually goes to battle?
Sure. I'm sorry, I just wanted to make sure.
Or battle has all his...
Yo, I'm sorry. Team Canada, well, I do respect the Garcia brothers. I respect Warren's ability. Maybe not Warren the person. I respect Warren's ability. I respect Zach. I think Zach's a great guy. You know, and on some level, I respect Jose, business wise, of course. But I don't understand this matchup. Again, you like you said, you brought it up. There was an easier fight out there for Zach. So why put him up against Eric when it seems like he's such a
underdog? Because maybe Zach is like this. Maybe Zach and Jose are like, look, we could bring you back. We could bring you back. You could look pretty. You can flex your muscles, but are you going to get any credit? A decent fight or a win over Cruz, because if he's competitive with Cruz, then what? Listen, Cruz has his flaws. Cruz eats a lot of fucking...
food.
Food in general. Goes to the fair every week. And, you know, I was telling my girl, but I was like, can we believe Cruz? He says he's son of God, but... can we believe that he's going to the fair? How do we know he's really not working? I mean, he's never shown us a scale. The other fighters that have failed weight on those Matt and Ness just show up and weigh you days.
Yeah, we're like Vada, just showing up randomly weighing people, okay?
You know, they fail, but we've never been able to do that to Cruz. So all we've been doing is taking his word. He could be working for all we know. You know, it's easy not to for you to be able to tell a person's weight with clothes on. I mean, it's simple.
But we only cared about his weight when he had to go down to a weight class. Like, he doesn't have to with Zach. Zach's a 215-pounder.
Well, now we don't, and that just changed about a week ago or less, really.
Go.
You know? So, yeah, he doesn't have to worry about the weight, but we still need to figure out, is he putting in the work? You know, while I kind of understand the reasoning behind the backyard sparring, it's still that. I don't think it's the same. I know that they're hitting each other. I mean, I think Marvin was dropped, right, by Cruz. Again, Cruz demonstrating the power on one of those.
Dropped. I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, you it was a little.
I don't remember seeing that.
Cruz is there. Cruz, you're going to have to call in because I think Cruz put a little video out. Look, Cruz said he was 205 yesterday. Damn.
Cruz, come on, man.
Hey, but look, he's going up. He's gaining weight.
Yo, Cruz, if you're not going to capitalize on going after Nestor Gibbs, then what's the point in going up to heavyweight? Because that's the money fight, right? You're the money fight in the heavyweight division. No one else is.
But Matt, let's be honest. Cruz you said like, oh, he's dangerous. He's not getting a fight in his division. Let's be honest. When he gets to 175, he's got a world of trouble. Doomsday is there. Mitty is there. Jose is there. Enrique is there. Like, if he wants fights, he could get them. Right now, they're you know, everybody's tied up. But if Mitty, according to him, he's dropping Doomsday on January 16th. I mean, Eric Cruz could step in right there for Border Wars 3. But he's got to refrain. He's got to be militant, and you know he can't. We assume he can't because he's posting gifs of fucking donuts and shit.
Here's the thing with Cruz, that he could just be like a Roberto Duran, where he balloons up a lot. He's that guy that can't stay disciplined in that way, but he's just naturally a gifted fighter, a gifted boxer. I think Cruz is that.
It's funny you say that because they were having a conversation in the Border Wars chat about fasting to make weight. It's like, yo, these guys are looking for corners to cut, Matt. I'm just saying.
Yo, that's unbelievable. Eat a salad with no ranch and no cheese and eat a lot of fruit, eat fish and chicken. Like, it's not that difficult. Like, that's all you need to do, basically. And that's all you eat. Nothing fried. Like, I don't understand why it's difficult for these guys.
It doesn't taste good, Matt. Easier said than done.
It tastes good. Yes, it does.
Yeah, but not to them. You got it's an acquired taste. You definitely have to get used to it and have your mindset in like, all right, I'm going to be on this diet and I'm not going to be eating the fried food and fries anymore. Cruz is from Texas, for God's sake. He's got his hands in ribs all day.
Here's the thing, though. That was a part of this whole event and this whole movement.
To lose weight.
Yes, to get a lot of these fans and listeners of the show and the sport who aren't in the greatest shape, in the best of shape through the sport they love.
The goal was for us to get Georgie from being a guy that puts on a button shirt and the buttons become a loaded weapon to being a guy that looks good in a button shirt.
And for Cruz, who is really good at boxing, who could be something in Border Wars, you know, who could be in the Hall of Fame on TBV Border Wars, for him not to capitalize and get himself healthy in the best weight class for him, I don't understand it. And I will definitely have a conversation with Cruz about that.
For sure. Yo, check out Marvin in the chat. Y'all worried about weight. Y'all need to worry about getting knocked out by these Texas boys.
It's funny. What do you mean?
Exactly. Mr. Marinate, a.k.a. Bob Arum over there.
Marvin, you guys are throwing like 12 punches around.
Oh, man.
Like, come on.
Yo.
Get out of the park. Get in the ring. Get some.
I want Marvin to call in because I could swear that Cruz put a little clip of him and Marvin in the Border Wars chat, and he slipped, he pulled right, and he caught Marvin. Marvin went down real quick. Boop, went down. It was a quick one, fast knockdown.
If it was in the chat, then I'd probably definitely missed it. Eric Cruz is by the way did call in. So if we want to go to him,
not quite yet because we still got a lot of updates. I haven't dropped the footage because today has been a, you know, busy day for Border Wars. A lot of footage out there. You could definitely go check out Tony G and his foe, Iron Sal, both updated Border Wars with mutual sparring. Team Jose submitted some Warren La Mosca sparring and Eric Babyface Garcia, opponents of both Matt and Anthony Edwards. And I wanted to release your footage, Matt, because it's like, yo, Warren's going to be out there shining, dropping these combinations on Eric Babyface. Let me show the world what Matt did when he came to the East Coast, because the upper hand that you have is like, if this were true amateurs, you're already a national. I mean, you at least fought in the nationals and you're open class because you're going to Vegas. You're going to the East Coast. You're going all over to get sparring, which an amateur travels to fight, where these guys, they're fighting in their homes, they're fighting in their backyards, and they're fighting their buddies. It's a little different. And I know that you already twice now have gotten to see the difference with sparring with your friends and then sparring with, you know, pros and amateurs and you know, people that actually do this for real. So, I didn't get to post yours. It is coming out probably after this show. It's uploading, to be honest, which it might be ready already because it was at like 76%. But unfortunately, I got a tip that day. Something happened in that gym And it's only a matter of hours before that information is released and Team Canada knows what happened. So it looks like Enrique Church is on the line because he sensed that this show, since it was titled TBV Border Wars Update, he sensed that he may come across as it. And we've been seeing Enrique back in the gym recently. And unfortunately for him, he's out for a week, Matt, I'm told.
Okay, come on. Like, yes. Come on, Enrique.
His trainer told him to stay out for a week, if not 14 days, due to a suffered injury in sparring. So, last time he was there,
yo, come
was
on.
Saturday, what, the 14th. So, it's when the 21st. It's the 21st. He's got 7 days. You know, maybe he goes back to the gym Monday. Maybe he takes another 7 to be 100%. You just never know with these injuries. But let me bring him on because obviously, you know, I'm receiving all this information secondhand.
Yo, what up? I'm in a loud venue.
You sound good right now.
Whenever you want, but all right, well, good, man. I mean, I'm real high in spirit, but, you know, unfortunately, I fractured a rib, you know. Matt Hunter called the Jersey Boy way. It wasn't by him. Just FYI, Jose, don't get hyped up.
It
was a heavyweight, and it was a body shot, obviously, and, you know, I couldn't work out, and I was told that, you know, you won't recover fully. And you'll be vulnerable to the same pain if I spar through this again.
Damn, Matt. I mean, wait, Enrique. It. But now you're telling your opponent to aim for your body because you're saying it's not going to heal.
No, it's going to heal. It's healed. It heals in 14 days. There's no way to, you know, cast up the way you cast your wrist or your finger up to heal it. You know, your ribs. You can't do that. The only way is rest. And stretch. I'm gonna walk around with it with pride. I know how to defend my body more now. You know, it's conscious. He could come for the body. I hope so, because that leaves his head open. You know what I'm saying? That leaves his chin open. That leaves his chest open. You know, so violin or not, throw that rock music on, that hardcore shit, because I think my fight is gonna be a way more exciting fight than a Mocha Matt Hunter fight, you know? Or
why you think that?
I don't know who.
Probably less skilled too.
Well, just because I think right now, actually I know right now that before I was fat, right? So I'm 15 pounds lighter, right? I know how to move around now. Before, I was just coming to fight. I mentioned that over and over. And when he moves left, he's going to have a fist right there. When he moves right, he's going to have a fist right there. When he moves back, I'm going to be right in front of him on the right side of him or on the left side of him. So he could go for the body. It doesn't matter. I'm actually really pissed off about this fight just because I lost. So there is animosity. There is emotions that's burning up in my stomach, and I just really can't wait to get it over with, you know? So, yeah, it's going to be a war, and I promise that. January 16th, you know, you're going to see a way different fighter. And 2 weeks from now, when more sparring comes out, it's going to just be another different fighter. I'm sparring against guys they call Priamantis, meaning his hands come from all over the place. His angle is awkward. He's out the way immediately. And I'm right there, and I caught him with a hard piece, and it's on the spine, but the angle probably was wrong. So you couldn't really see it. But, yeah, Jose got his hands full, man, and he should just be thinking about me and not his promotion. So, you know, take his ass to the gym. Keep getting kicked in the stomach because it's going to happen, man. January 16th, I will be there.
What you mean keep getting kicked in the stomach, yo? What's that about?
Yeah, I saw him. He posted some footage. He's, like, doing reverse sit-ups on the ring apron. And his trainer's kicking him while it's happening. And he's grunting. I don't know. I never saw that in any 24/7 episode, any gym training, you know. So I don't know. I'm not gonna be kicking. I'm gonna be throwing punches. So
yo, so Enrique, now you're making all the necessary changes. I mean, obviously I'm a stablemate, so I know you bought the Manny Pacquiao's. You know, you got new gym gear. You're taking it serious. You're dedicated. Indeed. Like you said, you're already 15 pounds lighter than your first fight, and you got 3 months left. But what about Jose? Can he be making those same changes and improvements?
It's fine what he does, you know, and you could say losers focus on this. I'm really just focusing on improving myself. You know, I'm obsessed with watching my tape against Jose. So I'm just thinking about what I will be doing and increasing my power and my speed and my agility and, you know, of course, my stamina. I'm doing 25 burpees nonstop in 30 seconds. I'm doing fucking high knees like a football player. I'm then taking 10-second breaks and doing high knees again up to a 50 count. It's all about the wind. I'm going through the wind, and that's why the weight is being melted off immediately, that rapid rather. And I'm ready to throw as many punches as possible and gas him out. And in the second round, gas him out even more, and hopefully put him on his knee or give him, you know, see him wave no mas, or the referee say no mas. One of the two. So just he should be prepared for that.
Well, I know that people may take this with a grain of salt because I'm a stablemate, B, a friend. I was in the ring with you, you know, this past Saturday, and obviously, you know, I felt the difference. I felt the difference. I've been saying it ever since. You know, you hit me hard. I felt the power. I've seen the little flashes, you know. I've seen the little flashing lights. Bam, 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 bam. You're a little dirty, though. I was uploading the footage today, and I noticed how I hurt my arm. It was you cheating, holding my glove, trying to yank me to you. But so, you know, Jose, you need to watch out for the dirty tactics. Those punches come from awkward positions. Sometimes Enrique might let a hammer fist go, Matt.
That's true.
I don't know if that happened. I didn't realize it wasn't intentional. I would like to see the footage, you know. those weren't in my intentions. I mean, it's possible because, you know, as you say, when, you know, somebody hits you and you get hit second again after that first hit and you just want to release and your feet ain't planted right, however angle you are, you throw a punch and that punch may come off like a hammer. But, you know, I wasn't trying to tiger you at all. You know what I'm saying? If you get the reference, the tiger at the MMA gym throwing those hammers at that medicine ball. Nah, nobody get it. All right, well, cool. So, you know, those ain't my intentions. And those moments that you said, those flashing lights moments that you said, I'm going to learn how to compress them for, you know, a great 120 seconds nonstop. And that's the goal. And he could make those adjustments and we'll have a hell of a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just remember to give yourself some room because, you know, you throwing a lot of punches. You are throwing more punches. Your intensity definitely was up. You seem to be a possessed man on Saturday. But remember to give yourself some space. Listen, I'm going to go to your opponent. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to Jose in Canada. What's going on, my friend? You heard it there first. You heard Enrique taking it serious. And obviously, you know, for me, you've seen the footage firsthand. And that's what caused you to release some Canadian footage, seeing Enrique. You said that's all you were waiting for. Were you impressed with what you saw? And try not to be 100% Canadian with the response.
Yo, can you hear me get or not? I'm just on another hand screen that I typically use. Can you guys hear me clearly?
We hear you on your speakerphone.
There's some bullshit.
Oh, it's not speakers, it's headphones. Do you guys not hear me? I could just talk
on that. Nah, it's good. We hear you.
Okay,
go.
Okay, anyway, I'll just talk like this then.
Thank you.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, man. Yeah, I saw him. I saw him release that. So I was definitely holding back, you know, because just in the spirit of things, I wanted it to come out. It did, and like I said, I told you this before, Ness, for the previous Border Wars 1, man. I told you I didn't think Enrique was taking it serious. You know that. I told you that. And you know what? You never know what's going to happen in boxing, man. So I mean, this is the fight, and if you know whatever happens, happens. But I want to have the best opponent possible. I'm not doing this at, like, you know, my later 30s to just have an easy win and just say I won. Like, I actually want to have a challenge, and this is it, man. And I already envision Enrique coming forward, doing this, doing that. I know how intense he is, and I know the stamina he has. So I'm also making adjustments to do that, right? Luckily, I have, you know, sparring partners in the gym that are perfect styles that I would think that have a style very similar to Enrique. Like, you know, just push forward, high-intensity guys, very top-heavy, very strong guys. And I'm working my my strategy around that, right? To be able to handle those guys first, and then from there, kind of prepare myself mentally for the fight that's going to come. Right? It's going to be a mental battle.
Were you excited? You know,
there's not much difference between us. Oh yeah, man, I was excited. Like, as soon
but
as
I mean, excited.
Shoes, I was.
I mean, excited to hear that your opponent has to sit out possibly 2 weeks. And suffered a fractured or bruised rib due to a body shot from a heavyweight that will later be confirmed.
No, to be honest, that's something I don't like. It happened to me in the last preparation, and that's the danger of sparring, is that you can run the risk of getting injured easily, right? So, I mean, it's shitty. That's the unfortunate part about sparring. Really, there is nothing that prepares you quite for a boxing match like sparring. But just like a sparring match, it's dangerous, man. You can get hurt, right? So, you know, again, you know, luckily it's just a couple of weeks off, and that's more time he can kind of just use to prepare himself mentally and just get geared up and everything else. And it's all good, man. Just a little reset to go back at it. So no, I'm not happy. I don't want him, you know, at three quarters of the man. I want the full man, you know. That's what I want. That's what he wants. And that's why I keep saying I honestly believe this is going to be the fight of the night. We're not as skilled as Mitty and Doomsday or anybody else, but we're gonna bring it, man. I think it's going to be the fight of the night.
Well, you made a case for it. We will have to see come fight night. Anything you want to add from, as you put on your Bobby Arum promoter's hat before I go to anyone else?
Yeah. Maybe one thing. I just wanted to address the Warren situation.
Well, actually, before you address that, won't you address the Zach situation? You did receive some earlier heat in the show. I don't know if you got the message or not, but in the beginning of the show, there was some criticism of your matchmaking.
There's always been criticism. Let me just clarify one thing. People call Canadians the Ducks, yet we had a man who was 5'10", who's never boxed in his life, never fought in his life, fight a giant 6'5", who just involved in his life in boxing. We had a guy who never boxed again in Alex, who fought Doomsday. That was a sure loss, you know. We had me fighting a bigger man than Enrique, you know. The only fight that was easy on paper was Angelo versus Cruz. And Cruz humbled that man. Cruz taught that guy a lesson. And beat that a lesson for everybody on Border Wars, man. There's no such thing as an easy win. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how hard you hit, how fast you are. You can get beat in that ring, and that was proven, right? So, but at the same time, a little respect for Canada, man. You guys don't see what's happening. We're all stepping up. You know, Zach's fighting the son of the Lord himself, Eric Cruz. And it's a beautiful situation because I get to kill two birds with one stone. If Zach happens to win, I also gain respect in my gym here. And I get to tell him that my brother-in-law, Bum, who's never fought anyone before, went and beat the guy that knocked out the coach. Boom. One rock for me. Second, I get to do the same thing to TBV. I get to have my brother-in-law, Bum, who's a nobody, nothing, beat the son of God, and then get respect for us that we deserve back, right? So in my opinion, it's a win-win, man. If Zach loses, he loses, man. He's okay to lose that. He fought a giant. Why wouldn't he fight Cruz, man? No big deal.
But Zach doesn't even throw a traditional right? 1-2. Like, I mean, he winds his punches up. It just technically, it seems like a nightmare. It seems like you're serving him up. Some are even going as far as saying, but do you even love your brother-in-law?
Zach's not going to – this is what you guys got to understand, man. At the end of the day, you got to go to the game and you got to use the style that brought you there. Zach's not going to fucking box. Zach's going to test the guy's heart. Zach's going to test the guy's inside, see what he's got. See, yes, Cruz talented, yes. Does he know how to throw an overhand?
When do we get some sparring footage? When do we get some sparring footage of this quote-unquote Zach that is going to test the balls of Eric Cruz? We've never seen anything like that in sparring or in his real fight.
Yo, come on.
Well, we're doing sparring today, and we're going to take footage of it. And I'm telling you right now, Zach's just a plug. He's just going to move forward. He's not going to catch a guy with a nice two-piece combo. He's not going to dip the shoulder and catch a guy with an uppercut. That's not what he's going to do. He's going to fight sloppy. He's going to fight ugly. He's going to swing, but he's not going to stop. And if Cruz has the power to knock him out, then so be it. But if he doesn't, he's in for a long three rounds, man. And he's got a gut check, and he's got to see if he can do it. And if he can do it, all the props to him.
But I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest. I think Zach is a quitter. I think Zach is probably using Border Wars to get to Los Angeles to become an Instagram model. You know, that's what he likes to do.
I say you need to put
some security, some sort of insurance on your investment with Zach, man. He might take a dive.
Well, I've done it now, man. With this, I've done it. He knows now it's not these, like, you know, even the aesthetics. He doesn't have this big 6'5", you know, Dominican man that he's fighting that he could tell everybody, look at this giant on face. Now on paper, if you look at the matchup, he should kill Cruz. No one knows that Cruz is a killer. Cruz is a little, like, petite, like, you know, soccer ball-shaped man. You know what I mean? Like, he's just small and round, you know? So, I mean, his friends are going to laugh at him if he gets beat by Cruz. They don't know Cruz is the son of God, right? So, I mean, Zach's, the optics work against him in this time, right? So he's got to go in and get the win. And I don't know. So that's going to be what it's going to be. But I think people should step back, ignore the Cruz fight, and just look at these two men. Just look at them. And you can't tell me that the one man doesn't stand a chance against the other.
You know? I mean, listen, you do a great job. You do a great job of selling it, but I know both men, and I've seen this, the level of talent in Cruz and the level in Zach. I would have really liked a better fight, but look, we're going to believe in you, and we're going to believe in Zach, and we're going to hope that January 16th we have a great fight. Which brings me to your next fighter, Warren La Mosca. You went through hell to get this man on the card. What is it about this young man that, I don't know, intrigues you or interests you, but it's definitely costing you a pretty penny to bring Warren to the United States and leave it to Matt to say only to get his ass kicked?
Well, excuse me. It's a redemption story, man. As soon as that happened with Warren, believe it or not, all of our friends, they were like, yeah, of course. No one is in doubt of what happened. Everybody imagined that Warren was capable of doing that. You know, the kid suffered embarrassment, humiliation, right? Like, everyone always kind of disparages his character and thinks he's a flake, you know? And there's nothing worse as a man to be considered as non-reliable. And that's kind of where he fell, right? So, this is a chance for him to prove, you know, to himself and to his friends and to everybody that he can actually go there and that he can do something of himself, right? And I'll tell you one thing that I don't like about his style. He's a converted southpaw, and he hits hard with that left hand. But believe me, at the end of the day, it's what he's going to do with his right hand that's going to be most damaging to Matt. He does that jab hook very nicely. I've been caught with it many times. And I can tell you one thing, that guy's got a chin. He's got a chin because he only spars with big guys. The little guys don't spar with Warren because he's too strong. And that's the truth. That's why Warren spars with me. He spars with Eric. He spars with Chris. He spars with all the big guys in the gym, right? So that's just one thing for Matt to keep an eye on. I'll tell you one last thing.
He spars all his friends. Getting sparring bigger guys. Yeah. Spars his friends.
One thing that the Garcia
Yeah, but the Garcias are sparring for real with him, Matt.
And Info Joe, yeah, you know, are real with me.
That's what I was going to say.
Info no, Joe's fucking 47 thing, years old.
I guarantee you he hits harder than both the Garcia brothers.
Yeah. How could you guarantee something like that? You only losing credibility.
It's fun. It's great.
Losing credibility live on air.
Losing credibility by saying that these two guys who've never boxed before don't hit harder than a guy who's been boxing a heavy bag.
Yeah, by guaranteeing it. That's
for 40 years. I trust the guy that can do that. That's been doing for 40 years.
Hey, man, January 16th can't come soon enough. I push for this fight, all right? Because I want the best Matt. And I know only Warren's going to bring that out. Oh, man. And you guys can't even imagine the shit I'm going to talk if you lose.
Yeah. And here's the thing about the Garcia brothers, man. The one thing they brought to the camp, it's not the dedication. It's not the heart. It's not all that. Because everyone
they brought that fire. They got you guys alive. That's what they brought to the camp.
Oh, you know why? Because the first time I sparred with Eric, he caught me with a fucking uppercut. Like, he hit me like I just grabbed his girl's ass. Like, those guys, they don't fuck around in sparring. And that's something we did too lightly. We were sparring at
60%. I seen him catch, I seen him catch Warren with an uppercut. Oh, yeah. He likes the uppercut. He likes it.
You saw that blood. You saw that blood on Chris's face. That was Eric who punched his own brother in front of his brother's girlfriend right in the face, busted up his nose. That's the intensity they bring.
That's my type of brother. Nice. I told you, that's our version of the Charlos, man. We got our own Charlos now. The Garcia Charlos.
Yeah, but they're Canadian versions. So they're like Charlo Brothers light.
Matt, you're a hater, Matt.
They're a diet version.
You're a hater. You're a hater. A diet version. I ain't seen nothing diet about anyway, that sparring. Hey,
yeah,
Bobby.
It was nice, man. I'm telling you. And it's good. It's high intensity.
Do you think that Matt is just in denial, or is it the nervous energy that has him like this?
Could it just be energy? Could it just be energy? Could it just be hyped?
Like, confident young man, man. There's nothing. It's better for someone to believe in themselves that highly than to doubt themselves that much, because it is a mental game, man. So good for Matt thinking he's gonna kick Warren's ass. The only bad thing about talking so much is that you got to back it up.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he needs to shut it up, tone it down a bit.
Why?
And let his hands do the talking like real fighters.
Go watch my sparring.
Absolutely, man. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, Matt, and this is one thing that's true. Like, Warren sees Matt differently, too. Warren doesn't see Matt as like a cupcake like we all saw him before. Matt's a different person, man. He's better prepared. He's got an actual nice style now. He looks to be in good shape.
Whatever.
He stays away well at range. I'm telling you,
Jose.
Man, he's a different fighter.
Jose, how much bigger is Warren from Mark from Australia? Because that's another thing. Even Matt's even got international experience. That motherfucker.
International amateurs.
Yeah, Mark wasn't throwing the punches like Eric was, man. Come on.
I hear you. I'm asking you in terms of. I'm talking about in terms of body weight and height. How much different? You met both of them.
Eric's like one of those weird guys. Eric. I don't know how tall he is.
I'm gonna jab you. Not Eric. Compare Warren and fucking Mark from Australia.
Oh, Warren's like kind of like Maddie, man. He's just a little shorter, and he's like Matt.
He looks so much bigger on camera. Warren, the Australian, yes.
Yeah, the guy that you sat with, Maddie, at the fight in New York, that guy?
No. That's Alex from Australia.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know Mark.
But Mark is from Australia as well. The one that, oh, my God, he was in Vegas with us.
No,
but Jose wasn't in Vegas with us.
Of course Jose was in Vegas with us.
But barely.
Whatever.
So I'll tell you one thing. Warren's about 5'7", weighs about, walks around at about
Matt, check the register.
Pounds.
I think that's Anthony.
Guy.
Is that my boy Anthony, Queen City Cobra? Queen City Cobra must have
a big heart.
He must have smelled the blood in the water when he seen that sparring, Jose.
Oh, man. For me, like, if Eric loses that fight, I'll be shocked, man. I'll be shocked. Like, no offense.
Yo, but you kidding me? Hold on a minute, Jose. Hold on a minute. Are you kidding that you're shocked if Eric loses that fight? Are you seeing the shots that Warren was hitting? Warren impressed me more than Eric, unfortunately. So, Eric, I hope you're listening to this tomorrow run. Step it the fuck up. You letting that little 140-pound dude hit you with combinations like that, got your head bouncing around like an ESPN bobblehead. Just saying.
Yeah, but then Eric ended up doing 6 rounds after that. Like, the guy is supremely competitive, and he's fucking hard-headed as fuck. He just won't lose, man. Like, you hit the guy, you catch the guy, you think you're beating him, and then the next round he just comes at you even harder. And he's a beast. He actually has real power, like legitimate power. And he throws those fucking uppercuts like you have no idea. Anthony, you seem like a good kid. Watch your fucking chin, man, because those uppercuts are going to come flying in, man. I could just tell you from experience.
It's so hard to believe, Jose. I know him so well, and I remember that first promotion is so fresh in my mind. It's like he souped all his guys up. He had us thinking McGregor was working, and McGregor went in there with his hands in his pocket the entire fucking fight. He didn't even try.
No, McGregor was. That's why they're not coming, though, Ness, because those guys, they didn't represent us well, man.
Well, you know, no. Their persona. No, McGregor's not coming because Doomsday broke his fucking nose.
Well, that too. That too. But they're not.
He's
even
breathing out of straws, Matt.
Pom-pom boy. You know? And it's true. He did fuck him up, man. I told Ness that, right? He did. Like, you know, he has like a, like, you know, soft tissue damage in his nose, right? I mean, that's the power of Doomsday. That's what I told Mitty. I'm like, it's no joke, man. Like, look, you know, Doomsday could be losing 2.5 minutes of a round or a minute and a half of a round, and all he needs is 10 seconds to catch you with one. It's the equalizer, right? It's
yeah, man, but you sit around waiting on that 10 seconds, and you're going to end up losing. Listen, Jose, we got other people to get to. I want to thank you, obviously, for your participation. Yeah, boy, thank you for your team. Send that sparring and step on the fucking apron. Everyone stands on the apron. Don't fucking give us in-between rope footage. Garbage. Since he brought him up, we got to talk about Doomsday here. Guy quickly turned to the worst person on the card. Living up to the name Doomsday, bringing nothing but doom on a day. He did not train with Matt at all while Matt was in Jersey.
Again.
He stood 100% away from Coach Mitty, while Mitty was in Jersey for 2 weeks, he stood away from me. I haven't heard from Doomsday. Occasionally, you see a post that he's in the gym. But we've seen a whole lot of Mitty over the last 2 weeks. Border Wars has been updated on Mitty sparring Wellington Romero, the undefeated Rock Nation welterweight, sparring numerous people. What's your thoughts? I mean, we're 3 months out now. A couple shows ago, the running joke was Doomsday making weight. Now, with all this Mitty sparring, I have to change the narrative, not only from is Doomsday going to make the weight, but is Doomsday going to be able to keep up with the activity of a Coach Mitty at this point?
And it's just a dedication thing also. Like, Mitty seems dedicated to his craft. He definitely is pushing it. Because I know he's in his 30s and he wants to make one run in this career and boxing professionally. He already has another fight lined up. When he already had another fight, what, a month ago? So he has another fight lined up, I think, in November sometime. So Mitty is 120% dedicated to this sport. The fact that he did so well against Wellington Romero is proof of what he can do and proof that he is putting in the work. Yes, Mitty, I think, has some defensive flaws here and there. There's some things offensively I would like him to do. But again, he's a really skilled boxer at our level and at his level. I think he is very skilled. Even if Doomsday was 100% dedicated, it would be a tough fight. Now we know that he really hasn't been dedicated, or at least we don't know because he hasn't been around really. So I think it's a huge question mark. I think Mitty should be the favorite, the betting favorite at this point, to be honest. Just because Doomsday is the bigger guy, who's more well-known to the U.S. audience, doesn't necessarily mean much. I think the Vegas odds makers know that Mitty's the real deal, that Mitty could go in there and put on a performance.
Dude, I mean, if Doomsday doesn't turn it around, Mitty can steal the U.S. audience.
Absolutely.
We learned...
He could be the Anthony Joshua or the Chris Eubank of Border Wars.
We learned over this past month of October that he frequents from the United Kingdom to New Jersey at least twice a month for a week at a time. And courtesy of me, he was introduced to our trainer and our gym, so he even trains there now. The mornings before his work, he's in our gym at 6 a.m. So when you spoke of dedication, there it is right there. And what I mean by stealing the U.S. audience is because he does, unlike Doomsday, make himself available. So on Fridays, he usually tries to not schedule things so that he could spar with us on Fridays and that we can hang out and things like that. So there'll be more and more footage of Coach Mitty at least from a U.S. side, which can steal and sway fans, to be honest. And listen, this time around, we have a professional judge. We had Steve Willis. I'm 100% sure he's still coming, even though Emma is no longer fighting because she's still coming. But we also have Matt, the first original producer.
OG.
Continues to confirm that he will be in attendance, and he is a legitimate certified judge in Ohio, and referee, I think.
Yes.
Or vice versa, one of the two. So, yeah, he'll be there to do that. Listen, I want to agree with Jose quickly. Like, yeah, you know, Doomsday has that power that could turn things around, but I don't know, man. That's a dangerous game plan to allow yourself to fall behind on the points because Mitty is an active fighter. But Mitty commits sins, all right? I know a lot of people are high on Mitty, and I see all these Team Mitty banners and everybody, Mitty, 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 and even you. Oh, he took a fight. Mitty has his hands low. Mitty is very critical when watching other fighters, and Mitty actually goes by coach. So I don't know if he thinks he's a coach or if he does coach, but he needs to coach himself on putting them hands up.
Do you think that Doomsday doesn't commit sins in the ring as well? Do you think that Doomsday is better defensively?
I think that Doomsday commits sins. I think that, like Jose, his power erases all that. And
I don't know if he erases all of that.
I think it does.
He erases some of it. He erases most of it. He erases most of it.
I think it erases all that. I've watched him spar, you know, numerous times now. Numerous. He hits a guy and they lose their footing. Something happens, you know. Even in that sparring, his latest sparring, you've seen it. The guy was whooping his ass. But the coach quickly had to say, wait a minute, and the guy had to get his shit together. And in the real fight, that's a knockdown. Or it's not counted as a knockdown, and the opponent is able to jump on top of you and kill you and finish you. But the thing is, can Doomsday land it? And I'm going to say it's a high probability. We got 3 months, maybe Mitty's style change, but he is European. He's European, which is odd because their hands should be higher, but his hands are low. His hands are low, and he's being hit with shots. And that's a welterweight. Romero is a welterweight.
Yeah, but that was him before the weight cut. So I would presume that he would probably be walking around, what, 155-ish?
You're crazy. Romero fought like 2 days ago. He had a Thursday night fight, bro. Like,
yeah, but that was
when he sparred Mitty, he had to be like fucking 150 maybe, 152 maybe. And Mitty's
Guys can cut 10 pounds in a week. I don't know why.
All right, so let's give him 157. It doesn't matter. Mitty's 160.
Okay.
It's on camera somewhere. I remember they asked him in the gym how much he weighed.
And Wellington's a much better, more credentialed boxer than Doomsday is.
All right, but it's still a smaller guy hitting Mitty, not a bigger guy at 175.
But look at the guy who is hitting him. That is why he is able to hit him. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's because it is Wellington. Wellington went up against Doomsday
landed punches on Paul Wolak, landed punches on Glenn.
Everyone lands punches on Paul Wolak. Everyone lands punches on Paul Wolak.
He landed on Glenn Tapia, too.
Punches on Glenn Tapia, unfortunately.
All right. Well, he's in there with pros. Show me your fucking resume where you're sparring pros.
I'm not saying that I'm better than Doomsday. I don't know why you're making it like personal like this.
I'm not saying that you are. I'm just simply saying it cannot be assessed the same when the opposition isn't equal. He's sparring high-level guys.
Yes, he is.
And he's able to land. So for you to say
Mitty went to that gym. Mitty sparred the guys in that gym.
But my point is, if he can land on them, how could he not land on Mitty? Are you saying Mitty's better?
That's a better argument.
That's the same argument.
But I would go back and say, Wolak and Glenn Tapia aren't the guys you go up and say, well, look at his accuracy. Like, those aren't those guys.
All right, but my point is this. Are you saying that Mitty is better than Tapia and Wolak?
No.
All right. So this guy's holding his own with those guys. Yes. And he was in there with Iron Maj. He's been in there, bro. He's been in there. Listen.
I'm not saying Doomsday is bad. I'm just saying he's
problem is dedication.
And
his problem is dedication. And until he handles that, he's going to have a ton of problems because, you know, I agree that you with what you said. Mitty is, on the other hand, dedicated. He is taking another fight. He's in a league. He's got to know, and he's not trying to let it go. And Doomsday is, you know, a pastime. But he's so into this sport that he's not going to treat it as one. Like, he respects everything about boxing, you know. You see his reasonings for certain matches being made. So we know he's going into this 100%. Even though this isn't one of his league fights, he's still taking it as if it is. Let's get to Eric Babyface Garcia and Anthony Queen City Cobra Edwards. Babyface getting a lot of airtime. Anthony, you got to step it up. I'm just going to say, we took shots early in the career of Anthony Edwards with his camera. I don't know if he's handled that yet. It still seems a bit foggy. But outside of that, he is getting solid work. He's in there with pros, which is something that, you know, you and I love to see. What do you think that is doing for him? I mean, I feel like that pro that he's in there with is extremely tall. I know it's, unless it's more of a teaching thing, how good of a sparring partner is that heavyweight when he's fighting Eric Babyface Garcia, who obviously has a different style? If you see Eric, he squats a lot. He likes to squat. He's got that one high hand, one low. The lead hand is low. And he's a lot more intense than the heavyweight. I feel like the heavyweight that Anthony is sparring with is, again, more kind of teaching.
Agreed. If they were going hard, I would not have an issue with it, with the different styles and different sizes of sparring partner compared to his actual opponent. Because at this point, with all of us really being novices, I want everyone to basically just spar with amateurs and pros. I want them to get that experience because regardless if they match your opponent, it doesn't matter. You need that experience because you don't have it. And going in there against guys that are highly decorated and are skilled compared to your buddies is going to give you nerves up. It's going to get that energy up, that adrenaline up. It's going to simulate what it's going to be like in the fight in terms of emotions the best possible way we can do. Like, I spar amateurs that aren't southpaws all the time because most people aren't southpaws, even though my opponent is a southpaw. Should I not spar those amateurs or pros because they're not southpaw? No. I should still do that because it's an experience. Now, you are right, though. Anthony, I know you're listening because you're on the line. I'm about to go to you. You do need to step it up a little bit in terms of intensity, at least from what we've seen. If you have,
I want to see just the camera step. I want to be able to see clearer, man.
That's an obvious. I know you already say that, and I think that's kind of obvious.
Yeah, see it though.
But in terms of the content that we are watching itself, definitely need to step up the intensity, step up the punch volume.
And I think, real fight.
Yeah, you simulate a real fight. Like that's what sparring is supposed to be. If it's teaching, like Ness said, and that's just what we've seen.
So you're saying he's hashtag pity Pat?
Again, if it's just teaching sparring, which I'm okay with, I think everyone should do that as well. And you are also doing high intensity sparring, and we just aren't seeing that because you aren't sending it to us, then I'm okay with that.
Where are you leaning at, Matt? Where are you leaning so far?
What do you mean? Like what is he actually doing?
No, leaning in terms of
who's winning?
Yeah, who's swaying? Who's getting your nod here?
Anthony, man, like you're my boy because you definitely give me a lot of love. But Garcia is gonna be a tough style matchup for you. There's one thing that you do specifically, Anthony, that will present a lot of issues if you do it in the fight. You cross your feet and you dip down and you lose all your balance, and you do that a lot. When you're backing up, you put your back foot behind your front foot, and then you bend and you squat down a bit. And think of it like football. Like, you're taught this. Like, if you just get pushed over, you're going to fall, let alone if you get punched. So there's some technical things, Anthony, that I'm very worried about that you keep doing that seem to just be habits. And hopefully in the next 3 months, you get that done with. Because I think style-wise, boxers always beat a brawler. I think that's usually the case, especially at a novice level. And Anthony's a better boxer. So if he clears up those little technical flaws in terms of footwork, in terms of balancing, I think he's going to negate a lot of the issues that Eric is going to present. If he goes in, if I see the version of Anthony we're seeing right now in January, I think he will lose.
I think Anthony has to show me that he could take more pressure.
Yes.
Because it looks like Garcia's going to bring that pressure nonstop. Let's go to him. I know he's probably got a mouthful. Anthony, Queen City Cobra, Cincinnati, talk to me. What's going on, Edwards?
What's up? Yeah, I have you weak over here talking about the Splendor Brothers and shit. So, yeah, you're right about the footwork thing. That is my number one Achilles heel, really. Just getting with the footwork, you know, because obviously I never boxed, so I'm used to different athletic things. Like, you know, I ran track, I played football, so the footwork has to come back in. And one little tidbit was that I actually tore my Achilles tendon a few years ago. So getting my footwork back to any athletic capabilities, it's just been difficult. So that is something that I've been focused on. The Spartan that I sent you, obviously he's a lot taller. So, you know, that was really mostly teaching. I mean, he hit me a couple times, I hit him, but it's a big difference between amateurs and pros. I can tell, because even though he's like 6'4", so yo, he's got the quickest feet I've ever seen. Like, he stepped. It was one time we were sparring, and he stepped to the side of me, and I didn't see who he was over. I'm like, god damn! Like, I thought I was fast, but like, this dude, like, so you know, it's a different ball game. It's good getting there with Spartan partner. I got guys that are about my size, you know, trying to match them up with about the size of Babyface. So, you know, that's just, you know, footage I haven't gave you guys yet. But yeah, I'm working on it. So the footwork is slowly coming, slowly but surely. Yeah, my coaches have been getting on me about the crossing, and so that's been a big emphasis.
Where's that stamina at, bro? Talk to me about Miles, because some of the other participants, you know,
get outside.
Well, I seen you sprinting in one video. I seen you sprinting in one video. Yeah. So we just don't know what type of miles you're putting in. See, a bunch of us are all on Map My Run, and we kind of see each other's miles. The only one that doesn't map is obviously Matt, because I don't believe he runs.
Ness, was my cardio not better?
Was your cardio not better? Your cardio, it wasn't tested, because what happened was you wanted
out of here.
Wait a minute.
Back to Anthony. We're going back to Anthony, because you're saying some bullshit right now. Back to Anthony.
You didn't do two rounds?
I did three rounds, motherfucker.
Not straight. You did two.
They wouldn't let me.
That's my point.
And I wasn't tired. I wasn't hurt. It wasn't like any of that. They were just like, nah, you're good.
Okay, but they didn't let you come out in the third, so we didn't see what you look like in the third after a straight. Come on, bro. You know it makes a
fuck. Get out of here. Back to Anthony, because this bullshit.
Because the world Matt lives in, going six straight minutes and taking a break and doing another three is the same as going nine straight.
That's not what I said. But again, wanted to do that, and you would not let me. So anyways.
So then you were not allowed to go three straight. How could we assess the stamina?
I don't know. You guys should have let me go. You guys should let me go three rounds. That's your fault. Back to Anthony.
Let's make it. Yeah, back to Anthony after you made it about you.
Exactly. Back to Anthony.
But, I'm putting the miles in. I'm putting on an increase. Like I said, I ran track before, so the miles, for me, pushing myself won't be a problem. I'm actually about to get outside and run about 4 to 5 miles right now. So, yeah, the stamina isn't a bit of an issue.
All right, cut the bullshit, Anthony. So Queen City Cobra, did you drop the new sparring? Did you see the new sparring or not?
Who's the new sparring?
No, not Mons. I mean, I would hope that you watch Mons too, but obviously Eric Babyface versus Warren. Did you see that?
I mean, when did that drop? Because I was looking at Patreon today, looking to see if I found anything. Is that already out?
Yeah, that got out.
Yeah, that's
like
out.
3 hours ago, like 2 hours ago, maybe.
Yeah, that's out. Man, it would have been lovely had you seen
okay.
it.
I'm a.
That's why we're doing a show, because he impressed, and so did Warren. So, and plus there was.
I don't know if the word impressed is the accurate.
Yeah. Matt is acting.
I'm kind of interested in seeing this Warren guy.
Matt is acting like he wasn't impressed, but Warren. Yo, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm impressed by Garcia. Garcia was hitting Warren a lot.
And let me tell you something, Anthony. I think the opposite. I think it was fucking Warren combinationing. Eric, wait till you see
what?
It. Oh wait till God. You see it. Yo, Warren looked good to me.
And, but yo, man, he looked like trash. Let's move on. Anthony.
And he's saying that Garcia's the one that looked good. I think Warren was landing combos. But look, Anthony, go check it out. No sense keeping you any longer if you haven't seen that. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. We've been on here far longer than we thought. Look at this, man. We love this Border Wars shit, man.
We knew that we were going to be on this long.
Final thoughts, Matt, you little fucking biased cheater, hipster hunter.
Warren, show up this time.
Well, I mean, look, let's let the people know. Jose, again, that's why, you know, he deserves a Promoter of the Year award. He handled the paperwork with immigration the way that the promoters do. Remember when Alfredo Angulo went to jail and he was in ICE and Golden Boy stood behind him and shit? Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. And this is really what Jose did. So shout out to Jose. He spends a lot of unnecessary dollars on his friends. So I hope that they value his friendship. I hope when they listen to this show, they understand they got a good friend. And on Christmas, they look him out. He already got his winning knuckle guards, but he probably needs a winning waist protector. No, I hear those Canadians are rich. So 250 in between six guys, that shit shouldn't be a problem. Get my boy Jose like a winning waist protector for being a good guy. We'll get him a shirt or something for being a great promoter. And a super duper Border Wars participant continues to find willing bodies to participate. And again, I'm excited for the Garcias. I'm excited for Anthony to go back and watch that because they've brought a lot of spark into that Canadian camp and it has new life. And I'm excited. Imagine Zach
90 seconds
knocks out Cruz. Can you imagine what our rematch is going to be like? That shit would be huge. Pay-per-view worthy. I'm telling you, Zach.
We need a cherry picker soundbite. Do we have that?
Oh, yeah. So if he knocked out Cruz, I'm still a cherry picker. I love that you think I'm that great. And yes. That's good. That's good. Yes, that's because you've been in the gym. You see what the fuck I do. I just want heavyweights to sign up. Oscar Martinez, Georgie fucking Porgy.
60 seconds.
Know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, anybody. Those ridiculous people that keep saying they are going to, but we have not received your sign up. Sign up, man. Let's do this. I'm working. We working. Hashtag Border Wars.
Final thoughts. Oh, go. You can go, Ness.
No, I'll let you go. No, you can go. I'll light up.
I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. You can find me also at the Rock Gym off of Torrance Boulevard and the 110 in about an hour and 30 minutes sparring. So,
who you sparring?
I don't know. Who's going to show up? I put out the bat signal for Team West. You know, anyone that wants to show up can show up. And I put out the notes for anyone in LA. Anyone in LA and the OC area.
Not anyone. Somebody in your weight class, obviously.
But yeah, like no, like 260 pounders can get in there with me. But yeah, if you want to get in there, get some work, or at least come train with us. You can come train with us. West Coast style, you know, come to the Rock off of Torrance Boulevard in the 110. And Warren, show up. Please show up. It's body bag season in this bitch. I'm out.
Iron Sal bumped his head. Come down to 165 and I'll fight you. You guys are crazy. That's a duck if I've ever heard it. Yo, on that note, we out.